What's up, guys? This is step number 17 in the 25 steps of building a successful brand. This is basically you want to tell your story or tell a story through your brand. You know, this is everything. You know, this all comes down to really like documentation. You know, your brand has to represent something. You know, there's the saying that goes like facts tell, stories sell. And that is 100%. If you can tell a story within your brand and, you know, ultimately, like right now, you know, especially if you're just starting out, documentation is going to be your story. You know, documenting what you're doing behind the scenes, documenting, you know, what where you're going and who you want to become. That's ultimately telling a story. You know, once you can figure out how to tell a story in your own way, and you know, and people are going to attract to that story because either they're going through the same things. You know, relatability is key. You know what I'm saying? So if you learn to tell your story and like be authentic with your story, I guarantee you there is 5, 6, 7, 8 other people who are going through the same exact
shit.
5, 6, 7, 8 thousand. Thousand people are going through the same exact shit. They're just waiting for someone else to say it to be like, damn, I'm going through the same shit. And that ultimately gives you an edge in the sense that like, damn, I want to follow this guy because I can relate to him.
Mm-hmm. And you had the courage to go out and put it out there.
That in itself is like mind-blowing to people. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, wow, this guy really said that he did that. Mm-hmm. Like, I did the same thing, but I don't have the courage to do that.
Facts.
So it's definitely telling a story like is super crucial. And we're working on a video project. You know, at the time that this is filmed, even if you're watching this a year later, we're working on a current project right now, where it's like a fitness video, and Terrell's gonna talk about himself and stuff like that, and you guys will probably end up seeing it. But what I told him was, as much as it's cool to be able to like post fitness workouts and like, you know, show your butt off if you're a girl or like whatever it is, like it doesn't really relate to anybody, and you see and you're like, cool, you keep scrolling,
right?
But like, haven't you seen those posts by like Nike and stuff where like they tell a story and like you kind of water up, you know, tear up a little bit and stuff? Like that lets you know that that's everything, and it's something that you want to take time and you actually want to plan out and you want to build out. Someone who does it really good is Jay Shetty. Like he tells stories, like he makes videos to get people because people relate. And when you do that, one, you get feedback, but two, like, you realize how much people are really going through the same thing. Because a lot of times, there's 7 billion people on the planet. Chances are, whatever the hell you're thinking, whatever's happening in your life, what other people are doing, there's 7 billion people. Like, you are not alone in whatever it is that you are going through.
Facts.
And if you don't tell people that, do some story, right, it could be a story of how I'm going through this or how I overcame it, that both are just as powerful.
Facts.
Both are just as powerful. 100%. Neither is more powerful than the other. Like telling your story at the beginning of everything. Why do you think speeches and people, when you talk in public, like people, you know, always start off with their back end and stuff because they want to create relatability. They want to show the other person that they're normal, that they're human beings just like them. And now we're putting people on a pedestal more than ever because you have the internet and like you see people. Like the other day I had a little some guy called me on Instagram and I was like, oh my god, this is crazy. Like that shit would have never happened 10 years ago right through a freaking app, but now it's like crazy. So you know, if you see that, if you tell people that, and like whatever your story is, whatever you're going through, whatever you're feeling, like people are just gonna relate in general, and it's just gonna propel and take your brand to the next level.
No, I couldn't agree more. To piggyback off what he was talking about with Nike, you know, and how they tell stories through their marketing, you know, being, you know, modeling for Nike, you know, for a long time I used to be in the sales meetings, and this is where, you know, the Dick's Sporting Goods, the Foot Lockers, they're trying to sell these accounts why they should buy this product and put it in their store. And literally, you know, if the director or the creative director for every department, they say, they literally start with this, the story we're trying to tell here, it literally starts with that at the sales meetings. And now that you bring it up, I remember them saying that all the time, the story we're trying to tell. And like, once you realize that, like every product, everything that, every piece of content that
you
produce.
Even through a still image, you can tell a story.
Yeah, exactly. There's so many, you need to create a story with still imagery, your voice, you know, marketing material, documentation. You need to tell a story of your brand and what you want to do or what you're trying to accomplish. And again, that can relate to your audience. And once you figure that out and you got that dialed in, you're going to win, hands down.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. Like there's nothing else to it. Mm-hmm. So I'm good for this video. You know, if you guys have any questions, let us know, and we'll see you guys on the next video.